Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So right now you might be thinking, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my, no, you spoiled it.
Sorry.
You might be thinking to yourself, wow, this is another ad, or this is another, you know, intro to another recap episode that we've been having for the past 3 weeks. And you're only 50% correct, and 50% is a failing grade. What we're about to do is like a little special, I guess, behind the scenes conversation. I actually have with me your lovely host of Get Real, Ashley.
Hello, everyone.
I know.
It's been so long.
It has been so long. You're sunburnt.
I know. I'm peeling.
But you're thriving because summer is your season, right?
Yes. Summer queen. Yes.
So it's actually just the two of us. And this isn't quite like, I guess, like an official episode. I would consider this still like very recap, behind the scenes reflection, look back on season one. But I guess it's you can consider it more of like an active conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Ashley, do you want to like sit and just like chat about Get Real real quick? And I at first I was like, I don't know if she actually wants to do it. And then you're like, no, I want to do something.
Yeah, I want to do something. And like, you, I always wanted to have you on Get Real, but…
¿Por qué?
Because… I don't know, you're so much fun! Yeah, you would bring like so much to the table, you know? So
uh-huh.
Different things, so…
Snacks. Crumbs.
No, but yes, it's going to be fun.
Okay, well… this is actually audio only, and we're actually, not to spoil too much, we won't get into the nitty gritty details just quite yet, but we are sitting in what is the new Get Real season 2 set.
Mm-hmm. Very cozy.
First impressions.
It's so cozy.
Is it?
Yes. I feel like I'm literally at somebody's house. Just like,
yeah.
We just finished playing video games. Now we're just sitting down. We ordered pizza. We're waiting. We're just chilling, talking.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
This is a very specific comparison. So therefore, only a small percentage of people might be able to relate to me when I say this. It feels like, kind of along with what you just said, when you go to like Korean church summer camp and you become really close with a lot of people, and then you all end up at like someone's house like a week after camp is over. And then after summer, y'all don't talk.
Yeah.
Until next year.
That's so true.
Right?
That's happened.
Like, this is, I don't care if this is a tangent, but did you go to those type of summer camps at all?
All the time.
Oh, really?
Every year, yeah.
In New York?
Yeah.
Oh.
With my church. And
did your church have like a relationship with other churches in
uh-huh.
different areas?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we did too in California.
So that's why we always had like joint retreats and joint like summer camps and stuff.
Okay.
And you know.
Okay. I want to do a West Coast, East Coast comparison.
Oh, okay.
Then. Because so the kind of like social things about the West Coast, like weird church… what do you call it? Network?
Mm-hmm.
The Korean church network. It was like each church had a like stereotype.
Oh.
Like personality.
Really?
So it'd be like, oh, like they're San Jose boys.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, yeah, they're, oh, those are the SAC people. Like, it was like very different.
Uh-huh.
And like every year, it was like anticipation about like people you would see from last year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, who are you excited to see? Like, oh, you check in, like, are you coming to camp? Are you going to camp? Like, did you have that in the East Coast?
Well, what was your church known as then? What were they stereotyped as?
Well, I had gone to SAC Church, which is Sacramento, and Oakland Church.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland Church… Oakland Church had all the B-boys.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Had, yeah, SAC Church… not SAC. Oakland Church had the B-boys and like… between like English mass and Korean mass, the boys would literally gather in like the mini chapel, and mm-hmm. like Jesus was just looking over, just boys spinning on their backs at like noon. And then Sac Church was like, they were all basketball players. Mm. They would always win all the like basketball tournaments.
Uh-huh.
There was like slight personality differences too, but it was almost like activity.
Mm.
And San Jose was just known for guys and girls for being like, how do I say, like, they just want to date.
Yeah, totally. I think we were mad shallow. It was like, oh, that church has a cute praise team leader, or like that church has a cute drummer. I think it was mostly like that. Like we know the church by who
the hotties were.
Yeah, who the hotties were. Like low key, I think that's what it was.
What were the different like cities or neighborhoods that were in that network?
Well, we were in Queens, but in Queens we were in like College Point near area, and then there was like Little Neck, and yeah, it's just everywhere. But mine was, I don't know, we were kind of like the ghetto kids. Like, what's another word for ghetto? Like
ratchet.
We were ratchet.
Yeah,
we were the ratchet kids. New Jersey was kind of more calm.
The suburbs.
Yeah, so they were a little more well off. You know, we were like, we come from like broken families. Like we could relate to each other because, you know, we had a lot of similar experiences. And yeah, we also had a lot of immigrants. Like we were all fobs at a certain point.
Yeah.
So I think our church had a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My brother's entire social network since he was in high school was church friends. Mm-hmm. I think like PH1 actually talked about it. Mm-hmm. And my brother is very similar, where he kind of like he found his two best friends in middle school.
Mm.
And that was it.
That was it.
To this day, like their children are friends and they all hang out.
Wow.
They like have known each other since middle school. Mm-hmm. And like I don't think they went to the same high school, but they went to all college, same college together.
Mm-hmm.
And they all like moved to same like from Sacramento back to the Bay, like around similar times.
Like for each other?
Yeah.
Or it just happened to be like that?
They're all just so similar in what they want. I think like life just took them into similar places at the same time. Mm. And then they all kind of like over 3 years all got married, all had kids around the same time.
Mm.
And like it's kind of like the guys all grew up with each other, and then their wives and girlfriends all become best friends.
Yeah. Wow, so they're gonna like be with each other for life.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Whereas I literally am the opposite.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I really talk to anyone I grew church. Up going to church with.
Oh.
Like, not because of any bad reasons. It's mm-hmm. just like life took us in different directions, so I don't keep in touch whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just lose track.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But so you don't really talk to anyone from back then?
No. No.
No?
I don't know. I got along with the girls just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I never got along with the guys.
Oh.
It was the Kyopo boys at church that just…
Mm-hmm.
There was mm-hmm. no chemistry
yeah.
in friendship or anything else. To me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I only think I have a relationship with like two friends from church. I had two guy friends from church and yeah. the rest are all girls. I mean, the ones that are still in New York, they're really tight with each other. They still get together a few times a year. It's different because we literally used to spend like Friday, Saturday, Sundays at church. Because I think when we were younger, our life was revolved around church. Our parents all worked a lot, so they would just send us to the churches like summer camp. So we would essentially be with each other every single day. So we spent more time with each other than at home. So I think that just naturally brought us closer. And because that bond was so strong, I think even though for me now I only see them like once a year and we only talk like, you know, here and there, I still really feel really close to them, like sisters. It's like sisterhood.
Yeah. I just know like at a certain point I was like, so y'all just date each other.
Oh my
like
God.
You don't even live that close to each other, mm-hmm. but y'all like y'all talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, I go to my own school. Like, I have friends that I have to see every day over there. Like, I just don't have, like, the social energy to, like, keep up with, like, multiple groups like that
That's
at once.
That's true. That's true.
So, yeah. That was, like, the biggest tangent. And I think it will take up a third of the conversation. I always love talking about that type of thing because, like I told you, because I don't keep in contact with those people, it's still fun for me to, like, think about it, like nostalgia, yeah. like think back because it's such a big part of like growing up.
For us,
you know?
Yeah.
I remember like the counselors were loving it. They were like, so like ladies, who's on your hot list?
You they know? Said that to
and
you?
And the counselors would gossip between each other
what?
About campers.
Oh my gosh.
It was such a big thing. And
they were chill. For us, they would be like, don't let your eyes wander.
Oh.
We're not here for that.
Oh, you know what? You went to a Protestant church, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Catholics
much.
Run a little different.
Uh-huh. I see.
I don't know.
I was like,
I don't actually know that's true. But it was like so much of a camp was like 10% like the religious part.
Mm-hmm.
And then 90% just kids, like girls sneaking makeup like behind the counselor's back. Like so many love letters being exchanged all the time.
That's cute.
So many like rumors, like gossiping.
A lot of drama.
So much drama during… Mm-hmm. It was 4 nights. Camp is only 4 nights. And so much happens, which is why when I watch things like Love Island, which is they spend 24/7 together, and I'm like, yes, I lived Love Island.
Yeah, you
lived in cabins. And it was a lot more celibate than this.
Oh
but.
My God.
So I have kind of only really known you under the context of being at Dive, right? And doing this podcast and stuff. And we like met at the… We met… End of 2019 or beginning of 2020?
I think beginning of… No, end of 2019 because
right?
that's when we filmed Whiting, right?
Was
it beginning of 2020?
Yeah, no, you're right. 2019 was literally like the first week or 2 weeks of 2020.
Yeah.
2019. Whiting, yeah. And that was a wonderful time that no one tries to black out.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything from then. No, but people really want season two.
That's…
Are we going to have a Whiting season two?
You should always… You can't like live out all your dreams because you won't have dreams anymore. And
but,
I wouldn't want to take having dreams away from people.
But Dive Studios always teases it. Like on their Twitter, they're always like, who do
and
you want to see
why.
On season
and
two?
I don't know why. And I don't know
it's
why.
It's not happening.
Huh?
It's not?
It's not up to me if
okay,
it's happening or if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, there would be a definite answer if it was up to me. But it's not. So it's in the air.
We're still waiting.
So whoever it is up to, let us know. Give me a warning.
I mean, you guys can have a season two. Just don't call me. You know, I would be so down to watch another season.
Maybe you should host it.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Because you know, Eric has such an easy time. He wasn't bullied at all.
I don't want to be in that position.
So yeah. And then even before it was Get Real and it was just like in general about you being part of like the whole podcasting side at Dive. I can't remember. Like, did you even like have an idea what it meant to do a podcast?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you just kind of like, so it's not radio, but it is kind of like radio or…
It's audio. It's mainly around audio. But they just said we would kind of like meet up and just talk about random stuff. So that's all I thought about.
And is that comforting or is that scary to hear when people are kind of like, no, yeah, like it's just talking.
It's scary because I don't think I'm that great at talking. So I'm like, I have to make it interesting. What am I going to do? But thankfully, you know, it was with close friends. So it was okay. But when like they first reached out to me, it was supposed to be with
two
other people
that you didn't
that
really know.
I didn't know. So I was like, but I mean, I was down for like a new experience, but I just didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. I remember when it was like nighttime, and it was like the first night I met you, we were like eating. Every time Eric's in Korea, every meal he wants to have is just tteokbokki and like
chicken. Oh, here. When we were here? Was it
No. It was in the Shinsa building, like the old building. It was like the first time I met you, and I think like one of the first things you said, because like I was like learning about everyone at that meeting, and then Eric was like, yeah, Ashley, like grew up in Korea but then like moved to the States for a while, and then you were like, yeah, I really romanticized life in Korea based on like my childhood memories and then obviously just like K-dramas and like K-pop or whatever, and then you were like I think this is not verbatim, but basically you were like, I thought people would be really innocent here.
No, that
and
is
you
exactly.
Were like, you were like, I was so shocked when I moved to Korea and I found out that damn.
No, that was literally what I thought. But maybe because I came to the entertainment industry. Maybe that's why. Because it's so competitive and people are like, you know.
It attracts a specific type of people. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah, maybe that's why. I don't want to generalize all Koreans to be like that. But I was just a little like, this is not what I saw in Love Story in Harvard. Like, you know, this is not what I saw in Boys Over Flowers. Actually, no, there was a lot of bullying in Boys Over Flowers. But
I actually rewatched that first season.
Recently?
Yeah. Because why? I only remembered vaguely, like right when it came out. And I only made it into the first 10-15 minutes of the first episode. So I actually never watched the show. I got to 10-15 minutes and I was like, oh, I gotta check out. I'm getting like angry watching this. Like I couldn't. I know it's a very divisive show, but it's an iconic show for that reason, because it was such a like, you either like loved it or you hated it. And I think when I first watched it, I hated it. And then I was like, me and my roommate were talking crap about it.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's just watch, you know, the first episode to kind of like hate watch it together. And we were laughing so much about the show that we ended up watching the whole season.
You did?
And there's a part where like low key a student is just trying to kill her. Like murder her.
I don't even remember.
Like they were like, oh, like bullying. Like they're bullying her. I'm like, no, they're trying to kill her. Like kill her.
It was severe.
It was like beyond soap opera.
Oh yeah.
It like was so whiplash crazy. But anyway.
Didn't they throw like eggs too? Like they threw in the cafeteria.
Yeah. They like tricked her. Like they like, remember they like dragged her stuff across the hallway so that she would get like cornered and all these kids like dumped crap.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
On
that
her.
Was… Oh my gosh.
No, it's like horrible. And like bullying is like a genuine problem worldwide. Mm-hmm. And like it gets to be ridiculous. But I remember watching that and I was just like, are any of you going to get into SNU? I'm not seeing a single assignment getting done. Like I thought shit was competitive here. But y'all got time.
No.
You have the time.
They got time to do everything except studying. Yeah, they just weren't doing that.
But. Yeah. So Korea didn't end up being a K-drama for you.
No.
But okay, so it's been over a year of Get Real. Now looking back on it, like, do you feel like, how do I say this? Like, I remember when I first started working in podcasts, just like the industry, I felt like just from listening and observing, I became a better conversationalist. Like, I felt like I was better at, like, listening to people, if that makes sense. I don't know if you felt that way at all or if you felt like the way you approach conversations is any different.
I think when it comes to interviewing people on my own radio show, I think it's gotten more smooth. Especially when the guests are English speakers. Because usually I have Korean artists, then I'll have to, like, translate and it gets a little awkward or it doesn't flow as nicely. But I feel like when I have English-speaking artists, it's more comfortable for me. Even if they seem like they're very introverted and uncomfortable by this whole situation, I think I kind of learned to get it out of people a little more.
Yeah, you like learned how to like create the mood a little bit more, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a big challenging thing? Like when you have to try to like talk to someone who just does not want to talk?
Honestly, I think it's better because that environment is made. It's a working environment, right? It's,
yeah.
I'm there to work and I'm talking to this person for work. So I think I can become a little more bold. But in social situations, if I'm at a party, it would be harder for me to start a conversation there. For work, I'm like, there's a camera here. There's a mic here. Okay, I gotta, you know.
And they're like there to promote something. So there's like some… There's like a jumping off point if you really need something to talk about.
Yeah.
But I always get so like… I feel bad for them a lot of times. Because like sometimes if someone is so introverted and clearly doesn't want to be there… It's like because their company, you know, is forcing them to do promotions or whatever. But I'm like, help me help you. Like… You have to accept that we have to do this anyway. So surely, like, I've been in situations in both America and Korea where I've seen where it's literally like, okay, you're at this point just trying to not cooperate in the conversation.
There have been people who just give me one-worded answers. You know, they don't go into details. I'm like, oh, so did you have fun? How was the, you know, working process for this album? They're like, good. I'm like…
And then, you know what?
Just clench a fist. Yeah, I'm just like, and then I start sweating like crazy because I'm like, I know this interview is not going well. And people who are listening are probably like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And then, you know, after the show ends, I just go to my producer. I'm like, we're never inviting this person ever again.
Yeah. But I'm like, what do you get out of that? What do you get out of like almost actively trying to like sabotage a flow in that way?
That makes you look bad.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, I think maybe sometimes depending on who they are and like whatever genre they work in, they I feel like they sometimes delude themselves into thinking like, oh, I'm coming off like aloof.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm very cool and like, I don't care.
That's true because there will be some fans who are still like, oh, oppa is so, you know… Oppa is so chic, you know?
So chic.
I love it.
And I'm like, honey, it's a wind tunnel in there. There's nothing. There's nothing. They're like, oh, he's just so like broody. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, like he's just shy. And inside, just echo chamber. Just nothing. Just like nothing. One marble rolling around.
For sure.
But yeah. What has been… I mean, you guys kind of already went over this with each other. But I would actually like to know a little bit more directly. Which is like, what has been your favorite like moments that kind of stick with you from Get Real? It's kind of hard to remember. You like forget because like…
It's been like over 50 episodes.
We've done a lot. Yeah.
I mean, I think the ones where I cried, I remember the most.
Just the trauma.
Because I don't know. I think I was able to use Get Real almost like as an excuse to express my feelings, you know, for my family or like, you know, my brother. We did those little small love letter thing where we say something to our parents. I don't really get to do that too much. So, I don't know. Those are very memorable for me. And
Have like family or like really close friends brought up things that you said or came up from the show to you?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah. Even my childhood friends were like, who's this guy that went to juvie who you liked? And because they don't know.
You got a call from jail. Yeah. He's like, so I heard you be talking about me. You thinking of me, Ashley.
Oh, God. Yeah. And then every time… I mean, I have a lot of friends back home who listen.
Oh.
I'm grateful for that. And they're always like, oh, my God, so funny.
That's like, really supportive of them because I'll be really honest. When my friends do stuff, that's the last thing I want. It can win awards.
Yeah.
People I admire can tell me it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
But because it's like someone I know really well, it's really hard for me to spend my free time.
Oh my God.
I don't know what it is. I think a part of me is one like, I talk to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just talk to you if I want to like hear from you.
Oh.
Or I think I'm scared of not liking something.
Oh.
I think I'm scared and I don't want to not like something because that's like my friend or someone who I really like.
Uh-huh.
So I would rather live in like ignorance. Because I actually don't like it when my close friends or family like consume anything I worked on.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that weird? I don't know.
I feel like it makes sense.
I feel like some people probably share that kind of mindset.
I think for me, it's more like because they're my friend, I'm a little more curious. And maybe I'll hear stories that I've never heard before. That's why I would be kind of intrigued to hear whatever they're working on. But that doesn't mean that I watch every episode, like every YouTube video that like Joan puts out. I mean, sorry, Joan.
You know, that 365.
It doesn't mean that I watch everything, but I mean, I think I try to. I think it's different from talking to them in person and then just seeing what they've been working on. I don't know.
What guest that has come on do you think could probably have their own show? Or you'd want to hear them have their own show?
I think a lot of people would agree with me. I mean, I've seen it in comments, but PH1.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Harry's funny.
Yeah, he's funny and I think he has a lot to say. He's very insightful, so it's always interesting.
Have you seen his Twitter?
No, I don't.
He loves a late night thought.
what does he tweet?
He tweets almost like, and I like this and I wish more people who are, I guess, were like celebrities or whatnot would do this. Mm-hmm. But he tweets like someone you know like in high school.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Where like, have you ever seen, it's not a meme, but like there was like a funny photo that someone had screenshot once that went like viral or whatever, where it was like a guy just being like, might eat another Triscuit. Like, eating Triscuits.
That's
the like, love Triscuits.
I
you
gotta
know?
Check out his Twitter.
And I think he's like tweeted about like his thoughts on like aliens existing.
Mm.
Or like, and he'll do… He'll do a thing where he'll like say something like a fat paragraph on Twitter and be like, I don't know, it's just me.
I gotta see it.
Yeah. And I should watch how I speak to him sometimes because very little. I don't do it a lot. But sometimes he'll post something on like Instagram or something and it will drive me to like respond.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this with Eric too.
Yeah.
And I think because I think of them as kind of like people I grew up with who are like, you know, the older like oppa chingu or whatever, where you kind of tease each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think at one point, not Harry, but I responded to one of Eric's stories with, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I saw those comments that like…
No,
I
DM'd it to
him. No, but I think I've seen many comments where you respond to Eric's stuff and you're just like, no, this is not it. Like, stop. I'm like, I get the sibling vibe.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do is that if I see memes or jokes made online about people in their 30s, I automatically send it to him.
Eric? Poor Eric. Hey, I'm almost included in that too.
Okay, I'll put you in a group chat. You, Harry, Eric, I'll put you all in a 30s group chat. It's funny. I'm like, oh my God, like I literally write, you like this. This is funny to you. You relate to this.
Okay, you can include me in it.
When did you first meet Eric?
I think right after I debuted, like in 2014. He was the host for ASC and we went out on it. And he also did radio with one of my members. And then, you know, because he speaks English. I think my member was just like, hey, like Eric speaks English. He's also from the States. But we were never like too close. We would just see each other from time to time if our promotions kind of overlapped.
Mm-hmm.
But we never like really kept in touch or like hung out outside of work until like recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like without having known him that long, he's probably like just, you're like within a friend group, like the grumpy uncle. He's been an uncle since he was probably like 16.
Yeah. And
he wears the weight of the world on his shoulders by choice.
I was so shocked when I actually had a conversation with him because my image of him was not like that at all, you know? He was supposed to be the smart dandy, you know.
Dandy?
Yeah.
Like bow tie.
Yes.
Yeah, glasses.
That's what his image was in the very beginning when he was reporting for, you know, Hanbam and Newsu, when he was interviewing all these American celebrities.
Yeah.
He was kind of known as like the perfect son that every mom wants
very
to have.
Very polished.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind of cordial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I met him and he was like so goofy and like so not what I expected.
Yeah. I've seen him in his very natural element multiple times. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's actually comforting because like he has a lot going for him. He's so ambitious and he's done so much in his career. But I'm like, oh, so you can like be really successful and just like be a mess.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That is him.
And we say that in a very loving, endearing way. Because I know he's listening to this.
Oh, love you, Eric.
Yeah. And then it was funny because you, BM, and Peniel have also this very like sibling-like chemistry mm-hmm. between the three of you.
Mm.
And it seems like at least… How do I explain? There's like a group of like… Kyopo, like Kyopo. Idols or mm-hmm. people where it's like you guys kind of naturally found each other.
Yeah.
And are friends with each other. And I'm sure you guys… It's because you guys share a lot of experiences or mm-hmm. whatever. Is it weird to see like where everyone is compared to when you met them? Like does anyone feel that different to you since like when you met them?
No, they've all stayed the same, I think.
Okay, stunted. Come on, stunted.
Except just, you know, some of them have been doing very well, you know. But yeah. I feel like as a person, they've stayed the same. And I think I really respect that about, you know, my friends. They don't really get too arrogant or too like, you know… They're still very humble and
it
very
seems
kind.
Like you guys try to make the time for each other despite like being busy. Were you like at least somewhat like know what the other is doing?
Not these days.
Oh,
I don't really see them much because of COVID. Because we can't really meet up in groups of more than four. Because with our Kyopo friends, we have like 10 or 11 people in our group, right? Mm-hmm. And we used to all get together at somebody's house, but we haven't been able to do that. And yeah, just life. I mean, we do have like a group chat and we chat there sometimes, but I don't really know in details what's going on unless I meet them like one on one or
just use this podcast as an excuse to catch up with friends. Honestly, I feel like that should be kind of the vibe. So if there's anybody for season two, just tell me.
Okay. I will do that.
I mean, are you excited for season two? Have you read the script? There's been some slight format changes. You can admit it if you haven't read it.
No, I did read it. I was surprised because it was very different. I think I'll have to try doing it to see what it's going to be like. But
yeah.
It's going to take some time to adjust to.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a spoiler because we kind of had to put it out there in order to get submissions in. But basically, if you guys have noticed on Dive Socials, we put out these like prompts for people to send submissions, kind of very already similar to the mail time that season one had, right? Where it was more specifically like for advice specifically. But now we just kind of wanted people to write in a way where it almost felt like listeners were participating in the conversation.
Yeah.
Where like they know what the theme is ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And so they chime in with their thoughts on it, you know, and their questions. And so you'll see it integrated more rather than sectioned off at the end, guys, when you watch at least the beginning episodes. Who knows what will change, but that's kind of where we're going with it.
Yeah, I think it'll be better.
Yeah.
I think the listeners will like it.
Yeah. And there's an option for it to be anonymous too. So…
Send them in, guys. Send them in.
I'm like hoping for some juicy you know?
Yeah. So that way we can spill some of our juicy stuff.
Oop. No one take that out of context.
Yes. No, please.
This episode is just called Ashley's Juicy Stuff.
Ashley's Juicy Stuff. Oh, God. But there are going to be some major changes to season two as well.
So I think it's fine to just say it now so that people aren't like surprised when they see like the promotions go up. But unfortunately, BM will not be able to join season two. I know. And it's nothing dramatic. It's literally because he has so much going on. I don't know if you guys have been following BM, but he has been working so hard for what the better part of the past like year or two mm-hmm. on the solo stuff. And now it's just finally rolling out.
13 IVI.
IVI. 13 IVI.
Guys, go support.
No, and it's blowing up. Mm-hmm. It's like… It's all kind of like building this huge momentum. And I think he knew, you know, with that confidence of his that yep. things are going to just start going up for him and he'll be really, really busy. And like, honestly, at certain points, he was being such a trooper, making the time for season one.
Oh, yeah.
Because he really wanted to do it and he loved doing the show and like connecting with people. But I could tell like he was exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's going to really put in the time to focus his energy on the music because that's obviously number one for him.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be supporting. Maybe he'll come in still, you know. There's no reason why he can't stop by once or twice. That's me right now yelling at him. like mom. Like, say hi.
Come say hi.
I know. So, you know. But therefore, that means I'm not going to spoil it. We do have someone that will fill in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's.
Yeah.
And they will take turns.
Yeah.
So the first 12 episodes will be with someone that we think that you guys will really love having join in the conversations more. And then second half, we'll have someone new too.
Yep.
So it's going to be fun. I feel like it's always great to kind of bring in new perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And see, because like there is a difference between being a host and a guest.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And different things will be revealed. And so it'll be fun to see how like that develops over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll also have guests, right?
Yes.
On top of that.
I mean, there's one guest we're already, you know, figuring out right now. I don't want to make promises by saying the name. But
yeah,
I'm already kind of excited. And like I haven't even said to you like other people that we're kind of trying to talk to right now.
Okay.
So we're trying to rev things up, you know, we're trying to go bigger and better in small ways that we can while keeping like the core, you know, fundamentals of what makes Get Real so great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's all really exciting. We had our break. We had our little summer break. Ashley got sunburned. She's literally shedding skin
literally
on the couch.
Oh, you went to the States.
I
you
did.
Got vaccinated.
I did. Come on,
so
fully
jealous.
Vaxxed. I'm a Pfizer girl.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so we've been working hard to get this all going and I'm really excited to start filming more episodes.
Me too.
So yeah, make sure you guys are subscribed to everything. And if you guys want to submit your own like anonymous or not submissions to the prompts that we have going on, make sure you're following at The Dive Studios on IG or Twitter. Yeah.
And then, always let us know your feedback. We're always open to your feedbacks.
Yes. If anything, that helps us work not as hard because you're doing some of our job for us.
Yes, that's true.
And then you had like your first vacation in so long.
Yeah, it was a week long vacation. But it was enough to get me fueled up and ready to work again. So I've been very happy and motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're in the second half now, 2021.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Second half. I can't believe it. Oh my God. It's July. That's crazy. Almost August.
Yeah. By the time like the episodes start rolling out, it'll basically be August.
That's gross. 진짜.
Okay. It was just fine. Like nothing crazy happened during your vacation or anything?
No, nothing crazy.
Damn.
Sorry.
I want to live life like that. No, I do. I want to live a life where things don't happen.
Why? You don't
there's
like
a
excited.
Lot of, there's so many things that just happen like in the month that like I thought was going to be my own vacation.
Mm.
One of them of which was that I got way too drunk too fast early in the day at like small like house gathering in LA.
Yeah.
And so before going to the States, do you know who Brittany Broski is? I've already talked about this on the Office Pod on Patreon, but
no.
Brittany Broski is Kombucha Girl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I really like her. Uh-huh. I think she's so funny. And me and my really good friend Jelly that you know.
Uh-huh.
Me and him were like, okay, our one goal while we're in LA, we have to become friends with Brittany. Like we're gonna manifest it. Because she's mutual friends. Like we have mutual friends.
Ah,
so we thought it was like
see.
Actually possible.
Uh-huh.
But it was kind of like a joke. It's like we gotta go to LA for Britney. And I was at a party and I was like tipping point blackout drunk. And I see her walk through the door. Me and Jelly, we saw her. Mm-hmm. And I cornered her. And I was just like, you gotta be my friend. Come on, give me your phone.
What?
Yeah. And I'm not going to go too deep into it. I already talked about this story on the office pod.
So you remember everything or no?
I remember just feeling like a predator, like a wolf chasing them, like a rabbit. And I felt so bad because I'm sure I was just blocking her from talking to people that she was actually there to like hang out and chat with.
Yeah.
And then apparently I called Eric at one point and was just yelling at him. Not in like yelling. Yeah. Just being like… Wah, 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 and he was like, what? And then I threw my phone at one point. Oh, and then apparently I walked up to my friend and I was like, you need to take me home right now.
And then you went home.
And she was like, it's like 4 p.m. Like, I need to go home right now. And she goes, what about… Like, I thought we were all going to go out to dinner later. I'm like… Dinner. I'm not going. You have to take me home. And I woke up at 9 p.m. at my friend's house. And I was like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, Diane. You were way too excited about this LA trip. Wait, so the important question is, did you become friends with her?
Who knows? I don't know. Because we've texted a bit, like afterwards, like jokes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think she's also like so popular and like so busy that I'm not going to take it personally if I get left on read here and there. Mm. But yeah. There's no way she won't remember me.
Oh yeah, there's definitely…
There's no way. Yeah. Yeah. I think at one point I literally said, you need more Asian friends. I can be that person.
Oh my gosh. You're so funny. Wow. She'll definitely remember you.
Yeah. Just like the way you like… It's okay. No. I'm not even going to go where I'm going to go. So, glad to not be there anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just in work mode now. We're all in work mode. Yep. Everyone get excited. I don't know how much of what we said or I said will be in the final edit of this.
Put it in, Diane. Put it in.
Ashley's juices.
Put it in. Ew. That sounds weird.
You don't make this weird, Ashley.
You said ew.
Oh my God. Oh Ashley's, my God. Ashley's making this weird.
No, it's my…
It's not Gabriel's got weird.
Oh God. No.
Okay. Well… Ashley has to go to radio, guys.
Yeah. It's been fun. Yeah.
It has been fun. Okay. And I hope you guys enjoyed this little mini unofficial recap… Sort of recap episode. It's more like a catch-up.
Yeah. Catch-up session with our producer, Diane.
Yes.
Don't be too bummed about BM not being here for season two. He'll be back someday.
Yeah. Mm. We will force it. No, I'm just kidding.
I will.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. She said it. Okay. And with that… Follow Ashley on her YouTube channel.
Yes. And Instagram.
Yes. All right. And look forward to season two, guys.
We'll see you soon. Next week, right? We'll see you soon.
Bye.
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 Hey, did you like this video? If so, click the subscribe button.
And make sure to turn on your notifications so you don't miss a single video.
And listen to the entire audio episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky, smooth tree dasher. The responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner. Or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.